Good evening. I'm Robert Schuller, and welcome to Vital Living, which is part of Robert Schuller Ministries, a church with no walls. On this podcast, we are going to read the Bible, we're going to pray, and we're going to talk about the impact our faith has on our lives and on the lives of others. So we often interview very inspiring guests, and today's no exception. We're going to be introducing you to one of my best friends, and
our doctor.
And our doctor, yes.
One and the same person.
This is true. And so we're here to give you inspiration, encouragement, and hope. So you can share this podcast if you know someone who could benefit from it.
And good evening. This is Donna Schuller, and thank you for joining Robert and I on this podcast, which is Vital Living. Our goal is to help you learn more about yourself, more about others, and more about God. If you're on the phone call right now and you'd rather see us, all you have to do is go to Robert Schuller Ministries Facebook page, and you can join us live. Or if you don't want to see us, just stay on the line. Just remind you, if you see this recorded later, but this will be on a podcast.
Brilliant.
You can listen or watch later on Robert Schuller Ministries YouTube channel or on our podcast. And the easiest way to find our podcast is to go into iTunes and search Robert Schuller Ministries and subscribe, because we're going to be up in our game here. There's lots of surprises for you, but we're going to be adding more and more podcasts, more and more videos. You don't want to miss out. So,
hi, guys.
Do that. And also, I want to remind you to go to drschuller.org, which is our new website, and I want you to please sign up, because you'll get all of this under one roof, so to speak, now, or all of our stuff that we do is in one location. So anyway, Robert.
Very good. So anyway, you can write to us at robert@schullerministries.org or donna@schullerministries.org. So with that, let's have an opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time where we can gather together from all parts of the world, from different cultures and societies and ethnic races and different economic states. And regardless of where we are and regardless of where we come from, you have brought us together at this time to be one in spirit. And so we are one in spirit, in the spirit of prayer. And you have told us that if we will come before you and ask, that we shall receive. If we seek, we shall find. If we knock, the door will be open. And so at this very moment, we ask, we seek, and we knock, knowing that you will bring healing and hope and wellness into our lives, into our minds, into our souls. And so we thank you for your son, Jesus, that you gave to us, our friend, so that we might have a fuller understanding of you and direction for our lives. So we love you, Lord, and we praise your name. And you can say it wherever you are.
Amen.
Amen and amen. So in preparation for our topic this evening, or I guess depending upon where you are in the world, it could be this morning.
Or whenever you want to pull this up and listen to it.
Exactly.
But it's so here.
So I pulled out a whole bunch of scriptures that deal with vital living, that deal with health and wellness and healing. And I'm going to go through the Bible from Genesis all the way down to, I guess my last text will be from Philippians. So I'm going to read through these. I'm going to start with Genesis. And if you want to find out what these verses are, we'll find a place to post them. Maybe I can post them later here and get them to you. So I'm going to start with reading in Genesis. I'm not going to give all the text because it's too much. And God said, behold, I have given you every plant-yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And God said, if you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord, your God, and do which is right in his eyes, and give an ear to his commandments, and keep all of his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you that I put on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord, your healer. And because you listen to these rules and keep and do them, the Lord your God will keep with you the covenant and the steadfast love that he swore to your fathers. He will love you, bless you, and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your ground, your grain and your wine and your oil, the increase of your herds and the young of your flock in the land that he swore to your fathers to give you. You shall be blessed above all people. There shall be no male or female barren among you or among your livestock, and the Lord will take away from you all sickness, and none of the evil diseases of Egypt which you knew will inflict on you, but he will lay them on all who hate you. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up bones. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. You like that one, Donna? That one's for you. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He took our illnesses and bore our diseases. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you will receive it, and it will be yours. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. So is our scripture readings today. So
that's beautiful. I like how you combined all those.
Yeah.
Really great.
Thank you.
Really great.
Thank you.
Yeah. So before Robert introduces our special guest, I want to give you a brief update. You've probably already noticed that this is the very first time we introduced this call as Vital Living. And interestingly enough, we didn't know that it was going to coincide with our guest tonight. So it's kind of a cool thing. Robert will tell you more about it when he introduces our guest. But so that's the first update. We've changed the name of this podcast to Vital Living. And basically, it just has to do with continuity in our ministry, which is Robert Shuler Ministries, Church Without Walls. So Vital Living. Vital Living says it all, right? We all want to live a vital life. DrShuler.org, our website, has launched. And so please log on and click the tab, or any of the tabs, click Grow and Connect. Because if you do that, then you can download our community app, and you can actually be part of a church, a global church with no walls. We have prayer groups forming. We have one already well on its way, but you can actually go in there and form your own group depending on your needs. For example, if you're in a 12-step group, you might want to go into the Robert Shuler Ministries their group, but then start your own group on the side of that. If you're a parent of a young child, if you're a parent of somebody with learning disorder, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So anyway, go to drschuler.org at the end of this podcast, and please join our community app. Here you can send us daily prayer requests. You can also form your own group, like I said. We're also starting our short daily topic-specific videos next week. These are going to be daily. At first, there'll be three next week, I believe. We're going out of town, so there'll be three next week. And these are short 2 or 3 minute videos that address some serious issues like suicide, grief. I think the third one we did was on marriage. These are short videos, like I said. So go on there. You got to go to drschuler.org, though, to find out all this. And we're so excited because, you know, we've been doing this ministry for many years now, all by ourselves, no staff, nobody. I mean, we've got so much stuff out there. When people ask us, what do you do? I'm like, well, everything. I'm a nutritionist, but I really coach people on body, mind, soul nutrition. And then Robert has a blog, and then he still preaches on Sunday, and we travel. So guess what? You go to drschuler.org. It's a really simple website, beautifully designed by someone that we met. It was a God thing. But if you go on there, you'll see everything we do, almost everything, including Robert Shuler Inspiration, which are long-form videos. We already have one up there that you can subscribe to or that you can look at, and that's based on the 23rd Psalm called 10 Steps to Emotional Healing. So anyway, we really are excited about this. Finally, it's taken us like 9 years to do this. The long haul when you're just, you know, doing this all by yourself. So, and you'll be able to watch videos all week. Next is our new giving platform, which I know we've actually talked about a couple times. The text giving doesn't really apply here, but when we start doing more public speaking again, or when he's in the church, or, you know, there's ways that people can clearly, easily text message. But for now, if you go to the top of the Facebook page, it says give. Or I'd like to donate. It says donate on Facebook. And on the drschuler.org, it says I'd like to give. All you do is click on there. It takes like 90 seconds. And so that's really cool. And please subscribe to the Robert Shuler Ministries YouTube channel. And like, if you're on Facebook there, please click like at some point. Because it has to do with ratings and all kinds of stuff that we need. Because we're just starting out like this. We're not starting out. I wish, but we're starting out like this. So we really appreciate your enthusiasm and your support of us by clicking like on the pages. And I think I have a couple more things. I think I'm pretty much covered. It's basically about, oh, yeah. So our podcast is, the easiest way is just to go on iTunes and look up Robert Shuler Ministries. Please subscribe to our iTunes podcast. And, gosh, I think that's about it for now.
Is that it? You sure there must be something
well,
more.
Well, I don't know. We're going to Uganda.
This is
the end of July. We're going to a peace conference.
In a couple weeks.
But because we're doing extra videos now in between the call, all these vital living, and we'll still be live on the 15th, we'll probably be updating or do something that lets you know if
anyway,
you can pray for it. But
yeah,
join us on our community.
Maybe
app.
There might be ways for you to follow us. We might be
That'd
able
be
to post things. We don't know what's going to be like once we get there. I'm assuming that there's good communications.
Yeah,
we're staying.
We're in a conference room.
So anyway, we'll see what we can do. Yeah. But right now what we want to do is we want to talk about our subject, which is vital living. We've decided a few, just recently actually, that we're going to change the name from The Call to Vital Living. And vital living is really what my friend and I wrote about in 2000, is almost 20 years ago, mm-hmm. that our book Possibility Living, which is subtitle was Add Years to Your Life and Life to Years with God's Health Plan, and we have taken that and really focused on vital living, and. As a result of that, it's just a God incident that I asked him to be my guest long before we decided that we're going to make this change. I asked him to be my guest to talk about a totally different subject. And so he's going to be here. And what we're talking about is vital living physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And that's what our book was all about, body, mind, and spirit, health, wellness, and wholeness. And I know Doug wrote half the books. So our guest tonight is Dr. Douglas D. Sienna. He has been my chiropractor and my primary care physician for 28 years.
Yeah.
And he is mentoring my son, Anthony, as he's going to be graduating from chiropractic school here in March of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And so he is mentoring him and giving him some directions. And I know Anthony has been shadowing him and looking at and will probably be working out of his office when he graduates. And so anyway, when it comes to anything regarding my health, my physical health, I always talk to my doctor about it, which I recommend everybody do. The question is you want to make sure you have the right doctor. And the good news is Dr. DeSienna is clearly the right doctor for me and for my family, and has been for many years. And what I wanted to talk to him about when I connected with him was about something that I see taking place in society, which concerns me very, very much. Many of you know that my father died of esophageal cancer, or cancer of the esophagus, which is in the throat. And I know of 5 people currently,
mm-hmm.
close people that I'm associated with, who are struggling and battling with some kind of a throat cancer. And so I'm just kind of going, what in the world is going on? How is it that I know this many people? First, my dad died of it. Now I know all these people who have throat cancer. And what's going on here? And I further heard that heartburn has something to do with throat cancer. So I was talking with Doug about heartburn, and he mentioned some other drugs about heartburn and some of the side effects of these drugs. And I'm going, man, this is a subject that people need to hear about. I want to share with people what's going on so that there's a way for us to prevent throat cancer or esophageal cancer or some other kind of cancers related to, and if there's certain things we can do to prevent these cancers specifically, I want to let people that I know, I want to let my friends, I want to let my associates, everyone I know, what they can do to stop this from happening in their lives, because you don't want to go through this. It's not a good thing. So what we're going to actually talk about relates with acid reflux, gut issues, and throat cancer. So I believe Doug is on the line with us. Are you there, Doug?
Yes, I am.
Hello, Mr. Douglas D. Sienna.
Hello.
Hey, great to be on. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I'm so glad you could join us tonight.
And did I start seeing you when I was like 15 years old? Because I'm not that old.
Yeah, we were 18 and you were 15.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah, I know you were one of those little boy geniuses and got your doctorate degree at a very young age. So anyway, we were talking about acid reflux and its relationship to throat cancer. And so I wanted to hear what you have to say about that.
Oh, well, you just want to jump in and talk about those particular class of drugs?
That might be as good a place as any. But the whole idea that
only because, like we talked about God's plan, I guess we have to ask ourselves, is it God's plan that people with gastric reflux should take a proton pump inhibitor? Now, I'm not talking about the extremes of the spectrum. I'm talking about the vast majority of Americans and whether or not at the first hint of gastric reflux, if we should immediately go on and take a drug which blocks acid production. I think we should talk a little bit about the physiology. You let me know if I get too nerdy.
No, that's great.
If you could, Robert,
that's
I think
important.
Say again?
I said, no, that's great. It's important. I think we need to start at the very beginning of what.
Okay, so
this is
think about how God made us. So first thing we have to ask ourselves, is stomach acid a mistake? Did God literally make a mistake when he gave us a stomach that produces acid? And
well,
what's the answer to that question?
The answer is, of course not, right?
Of course not.
Right. So we're supposed to have stomach acid. In fact, it does all kinds of the most amazing beneficial things. For instance, without stomach acid, we cannot absorb specifically positively charged minerals, things like manganese and magnesium, which most people are deficient, which is over 200 physiological reactions dependent upon magnesium. We don't get when we're on acid suppression. We also don't have iron absorption. I can't tell you how many people in our office that suffer from anemia, I do a history on them, and they're on proton pump inhibitors or acid suppressors.
Wow.
And another one, we know that one of the things that acid does is acid kills bad microbes as we eat them. So, for instance, if we have a bad bacteria, we have stomach acid in our stomach where it's supposed to be, and we eat something that has a bad microbe, our stomach acid kills it. So we don't get this thing called small bacterial infections or SIBO, small infectious bacterial overgrowth, which is, by the way, becoming so literally epidemic. We're seeing so many people who now eat foods, as you know, especially high fiber, healthy foods, and they start bloating like they're pregnant. That's because we eat those foods. We don't have the right gut bacteria anymore because of acid suppression and or stress. And now because we don't have the right gut bacteria in our stomach, our immune system, which is 70% of your immune system, is in your gut, it goes haywire. So that's that. Number one, we can all agree that we need stomach acid in our stomach. So we can agree on that, right?
Yeah. You know, Doug, my dad used to take Tums when he was alive because he would have acid. He would have heartburn. And is acid reflux the same as heartburn? I'm assuming so.
Yes. So let's discuss that. So, by the way, how's my volume to your ears?
We have a mic in front of the phone that we use.
No, how's my volume, though? Can you hear me okay?
Oh, good. Is the volume good?
Yeah,
okay.
Excellent.
Okay. So here's what we understand. We understand that we're supposed to have stomach acid because of all the benefits that I just talked about, and I can go on with how many more benefits there are to actually having stomach acid. Again, we know that God did not make a mistake. We actually have more stomach acid when we're younger than we're older, and yet, you know, we think because the stomach acid migrates into the esophagus, that the way to correct that is by stopping or suppressing the stomach acid, which is in our stomach. Now, if you look at any book on physiology, any medical book that any doctor studies when they go through school, we understand there's a valve that goes between the stomach and the esophagus. Mm-hmm. That valve is called the lower esophageal valve. Now, without getting too much into the science, when we are aware that we're about to eat a meal, the body goes through all kinds of physiological changes, and one of those things is your stomach begins to produce stomach acid. What's cool is the stomach acid then elicits other enzymes in your body, like amylase, protease, and lipase, which helps you digest fiber, protein, carbohydrates, and fats. So once that acid is secreted, this lower esophageal valve, again, think of this as like a hatch, or like a valve that's between your esophagus and your stomach. So once your body starts producing stomach acid, it literally firms up this valve. In essence, it seals up the esophagus so you cannot have stomach, which is you producing your stomach, to reflux back into the esophagus. So let's get at the cause and not treat the symptom. The symptom of acid going into your esophagus, which is a bad thing over time because it can cause Barrett's esophagus, which actually can cause esophageal cancer over time because the acid chronically eroding the tissue in your esophagus creates an inflammatory response, which ultimately can lead to tissue proliferation, aka cancer. So we know that stomach acid actually plays a role in preventing, I'll say it one more time, acid secretion in the stomach plays a role in the prevention of gastric reflux. So
if you carry that logic, you would also have a role in cancer, esophageal cancer prevention.
Yes, let me explain why that would be the case. Because if you take my bicep muscle or my bicep and you measure, say, the strength of my bicep muscle, and then you were to put my entire arm into a sling, over a matter of months, what would happen to my bicep functionality?
Atrophy. You wouldn't have any.
Correct. So you have this same valve, this valve that seals. Again, we have to get the concept as a valve that seals two different chambers. It seals the stomach from the esophagus. So if you think about this, if you chronically take proton pump inhibitors, what do you think you're doing to the strength or the firmness of that lower esophageal valve over time?
Yeah, weakening it.
Oh, so yeah. I totally
yes.
get it.
Yes.
So the proton pump inhibitors isn't getting rid of the stomach acid.
Well, no, it does get rid. Yeah, let's make this clear. The proton pump inhibitors does an amazing job. It actually does stop stomach acid. The problem
is a drug, correct? It's a drug.
Yes, is a class of drugs, okay. Yes.
Okay.
So here's the thought. Yes, they do in fact stop stomach acid, and therefore they do stop the symptoms of stomach acid going into your esophagus. But again, the problem is not stomach acid being produced. The problem is stomach acid migrating to the wrong place of your anatomy. So if we take a proton pump inhibitor, an acid suppressor, over time, what we're in actual fact doing is we are weakening the lower esophageal valve. By weakening the lower esophageal valve, whatever stomach acid you're producing when you're not on the medication is going to reflux back up into your esophagus. So the very thing you're trying to prevent, you're actually making it worsen.
Hmm. And in time, I would assume you have to increase your doses of the drug or the drug is becoming effective. Is that correct?
Right. And you have to go on other drugs. So like most drugs, they do become ineffective over time. And then I don't know if you have time to get into this, but there's so much research. Every day I turn around, I see new research on the negative effects of this proton pump inhibitors. I think I went through some of them with you, Robert.
Yes.
I can go through a few of them. This is
sure,
go through a
too.
Few of them that just came out. Number one, gastric acid suppression therapy ups the risk of recurrent Clostridium difficile. Now, I want you to know that senior citizens die of Clostridium difficile. Why? It's like having diarrhea on steroids. It just doesn't go away. It is treated medically it's very difficult, I'll put it that way. That's why it's called Clostridium difficile. It's extremely difficult. That's how we get that Latin word difficile. It's difficult to treat that Clostridia bacteria. And yet here's a study. And of course, people who tend to be older are people who take the proton pump inhibitors. And here's a very study, the very thing we're trying to prevent, taking a proton pump inhibitor actually causes it. Now you say, well, is that an old study? No, that was done in March 2017.
Wow.
Gastric acid blockers boost the risk of iron deficiency. Another one we talked about. You need acid in the stomach. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, we talked about that already with your office.
Anemia.
Yep.
Another
one. Proton pump inhibitors increase the risk of kidney disease, January 2016. It increases the risk of kidney disease because it alters the way your body deals with alkaline acid balance. Proton pump inhibitors, now check this out. This is crazy. This is what we talked about earlier when we talked about how when you eat something, there's obviously some negative microbes in food, especially if you accidentally eat raw food, right? So the stomach acid is God's way we defend ourselves against bad microbes. Microbes we don't want, which can cause an infection. Here's a study that was done December 2015. Proton pump inhibitors affect gut bacteria, which may fuel infection. Of course it does. It blocks the very protective mechanism against by which we fight against bacteria. So now, and we also know, by the way, that infections cause chronic inflammation, which also then we know chronic inflammation drives cancer amongst a myriad of other diseases. So here we're taking a drug. This is one of the most popular drugs on the market today. Almost everybody, we're seeing now children taking this drug, which is sick as that can be.
Children?
Children are now taking this drug.
So
here's another one. Go ahead.
Somebody's going to watch this Facebook post. Somebody's going to listen to this podcast. Somebody's probably on this call right now who is taking a protein pump inhibitor.
Proton. Yeah.
Pump inhibitor.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
And they're going, okay, I'm convinced. You don't have to sell me anymore. Yeah. I'm convinced. I would like to get off this drug, but my doctor says if I do, and then they have heartburn. So how do I deal with this heartburn? What are the other options for people?
Okay, I'll give that to you. I don't want to run over this real quick, but it also increases the risk of cirrhosis. Also increases the risk of osteoporosis, because you don't absorb calcium, also increases cellular aging, and it also increases the risk of death. So let's just finish it off with all those studies.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you do? I mean, if that's not enough, like I see people coming in with these drugs, and I'm like, just, do you have any idea what the research, like, this is no longer back in the day, Robert, when you and I first started talking. Do you remember that radio show you had? I was blessed to be
Absolutely.
Your first guest, I think.
Absolutely.
Do you remember we talked about some of the stuff, and we didn't have all the literature back then, we knew it. It was intuitive. Obviously, things that go against science, things that go against God's natural way is also always going to lead to destruction. Anytime we go against God's plan, it tends to be bad for us. So we've known this for a long time. Now here we sit in 2018, and we're actually seeing the research of the stuff, the content that you and I discussed almost 20 years ago. And at the time, I remember getting a lot of flack. I got a lot of phone calls. I specifically remember a doctor calling you up and talking about, like, you have no science. That's just like craziness. Well, this is science, and this is on Medscape, which is the journal that almost all medical doctors research. So let's just put this into, like, out there. That this is the stuff that we're talking about is absolutely science-based. It's peer-reviewed research, and this is what all doctors are reading. So now we know there's no argument whether or not these drugs are harmful, dangerous, and they kill us. So let's just stick with that. Okay, so now a person who has heartburn, like, what do you do? So first thing we want to do is we have to titrate off these drugs, and this is when you have to go back to the provider and say, Dr. Jones, Smith, whatever. I've heard a radio show with Drs. Schuler and DeSiena and Donna, and I feel like this is dangerous to me. What do I do? The bad news is once you go on this drug for more than 6 weeks, which, by the way, the label even tells you do not go on the drug more than 6 weeks. It says it right there on the label, but we
does
do.
Really?
And then once you – yeah, it does. It says do not use over a prolonged period of time unless, of course, advised by your physician. So the label tells you not to do it.
The physician will always tell you to stay on drug.
Yeah, but it does. And you know, people take the drug, and now they're just like, okay, well, it's obviously not that bad for you. Well, it is if you look at it. So once you take the drug over a prolonged period of time, I think – remember that analogy I used about 10 minutes ago that if you were to put my arm in a cast, it would lose functionality?
Yep.
Well,
so now
you've got to
get your muscle back.
Right. Once you've taken this drug for a period of time, that lower esophageal valve does not work. So then, unfortunately, you get what we call rebound. So even if I were to take, I have no acid reflux at all at 57. But let's just say that I did some experiment and I started taking a proton pump inhibitor. Let's say I took it for 90 days. And then after 90 days, I said, you know what, I'm done with this experiment. I'm going to go cold turkey. The sad part about that is I would start to get gastric reflux because I've so weakened my lower esophageal valve. So I would now have a problem that I didn't exist in the absence of taking the drug. So just all that to say is this, if you are taking the drug, you have to go on a titration schedule, otherwise you're going to get a rebound type of a problem. So now let's say you went to your doctor and he goes, okay, I understand your concern, let's titrate you off of it. As you titrate you off of the drug, I would get with some nutritionist, or Donna, they can call you up, and then I would begin to supplement. Now, we have to make sure there's not an ulcerative condition when I say this, but for most people, we would begin to supplement with, and this is going to make people go crazy when I say this, but we'd actually supplement with a betaine hydrochloric acid. We would actually give them stomach acid. Now you're going, whoa, why would I actually take stomach acid when I'm getting reflux? Well, because that very thing that God gave you is now in the reason why we get gastric reflux is not because we have too much stomach acid, it's because we have too little. And we have too little stomach acid because of traumas, thoughts, and toxins. But that's another radio show maybe you'll have me on for another time. But the point is, as we get older, we actually have less stomach acid, not more. And therefore, when we take increasing amounts of stomach acid through a supplement called betaine hydrochloric acid, which is basically a fermented beet, which is how they get the acid, when you take that stomach acid, it begins slowly but surely to firm up that lower esophageal valve. Once that lower esophageal valve begins to firm up, guess what? Your body's working the way God intended it to work. Oh, now all of a sudden you start getting magnesium absorption, which means you're sleeping better, which means, by the way, you have increased amounts of serotonin, so you're more relaxed and less stressed out. You have increased iron. You have increased amounts of calcium, which means you have less possibility of osteoporosis and osteopenia, which, as you know, so many women suffer from in today's world. And you basically start to get healthy the way God intended you to be, simply because you're restoring the amount of acid that you needed in the first place. It really is as simple as that. And then, boom, the person's stomach acid goes away. I mean, the reflux goes away.
Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, I started taking Metagest, which is the product that Dr. DeSiena is talking about. And I started taking that on a regular basis because I was suffering from heartburn. And so I asked my primary care physician, who happens to be on the phone with us, and he said, here you go, just take this stuff. And so if I have any heartburn at all, I just take a few of those tablets. And basically I'll take up to 10 a day, maybe 12 a day, depending upon the severity of any heartburn that I have, and I clearly notice a difference. And if I'm traveling someplace and forget to take my Metagest, I pay for it. I can feel it later that it doesn't feel as good. And so I'm doing everything I can to take the steps necessary to experience health and wellness in this whole issue. So,
and I'm one of the lucky ones like you, Doug. I don't have any of that. I don't have stomach issues. I don't have what do you call it, acid reflux or indigestion or you know.
You just have plenty of acid in your stomach.
Yeah, I got plenty.
That's
of acid.
What it is. You just got plenty.
Plenty. I do.
plenty.
Lots of it. Yep.
So.
Yep.
So anyway. I want to thank you, Doug, for sharing this with us. It's been very, very helpful. And is there anything else? Do you feel like we covered the subjects pretty well? I do.
I do. I guess the only thing I would add to that perhaps is once, because you've wiped out the acid and now we have bad bugs going into our gut, I would only suggest that people would then increase or begin to take something called a probiotic, which, as you know, the other side of the healthcare profession gives antibiotics, which means, as you know, what, Robert? What does that mean?
Against life as a pro.
Yeah.
Against life as
for life.
Antibiotics. And probiotics is
for
life.
Yeah, so it would be helpful if people.
We're going to be going to Uganda. And we're not, if people say, well, did you get all your shots? No, we never get any shots. What about malaria? No, we don't get malaria shots. we take probiotics and we boost our immune system. We make sure we get an adjustment before we take off. And we have traveled all over the world on numerous occasions. Mm-hmm. Everybody else who takes the malaria tablets or pills or shots gets sick.
Sick.
Oh, and they don't take the probiotics. They get you see them dash into the toilets. And we've never had any problems. We take the probiotics and now the Metagest. And it really, really seems to work for us. And it's all because of you, Doug, and we want to thank you for educating us and making it possible for us to be healthy.
And I see there's a lot of questions up there. Kathleen, you have a question because you missed one of the items. I will get on. It's a little hard to sit there and fool with the cell phone here, but I will definitely answer the questions that have been posted up there and tell you about Metagest, which is HCA. And I'll tell you about the probiotics and give you some options and love to help you out there, Kathleen in particular. I didn't see everybody's question, but we'll definitely do that. If you have any questions for Dr. DeSiena, you can also ask us. You can write us at robert@schulerministries.org or donna@schulerministries.org, and we'll make sure the doctor gets the question if we can't answer it ourselves, which there's a good chance if it's too detailed, we won't be able to. Although we've been studying this for, good heavens, a long time. So thank you so much, Doug. We appreciate you. We honor you. We're so happy that, you know, you talked about your age. I'm 60. How old am I? 62. Robert, I think I'm 61. And Robert, 63. We don't take any medicine whatsoever, none. I don't take even a Tylenol, an aspirin. I take nothing and haven't for many, many, many years. And I have to say that, you know, as a 62-year-old woman, I think that's rare. I will say my mom, who's a few years older than me, she doesn't take medicine. My grandma, who died at almost 101, she didn't take medicine. None, zero. So I think I'm on the right track. I think I'm going to trust God more than I'm going to trust some artificial way of, you know, first of all, let me say I absolutely, absolutely respect emergency medicine. There's a time when people have to take medicine in an emergency. I get that. But anyway, I'm just thankful that God has blessed me so far with great health. I've got a great doctor. I'm going to go to the offering now. You know, we have a lot of people to thank for their continued gifts to our ministry. You all help us keep distributing hope around the globe. Let us know if you want any tickets to heaven. I mailed out 5 today. Robert has given out over 1 million of these since they started being produced when he was with the Hour of Power. If you'd like to give a monetary gift, just click donate on the Facebook page. It's really easy. Or give on the drschuler.org website. You know, no amount is too small. Most ministries are built on $1, $5, $10 a month. And I want you to know, every penny helps us do what we do. It's he and I. We're finally getting people to help us. Like I said, we've got this brand new website, but we are really good stewards of what you donate, and it goes into ministry, and it makes a difference in people's lives. If you like the old-fashioned way, our address is Robert Schuler Ministries, 2128 Bay Point Drive. That's one word, B-A-Y-P-O-I-N-T-E Drive, Newport Beach, 92660. And again, if you have any questions, any prayer requests, robert@schulerministries.org or donna@schulerministries.org. If you go on drschuler.org, all of this information will be available to you, all of it, the video, the podcast, where you can pray, where we can pray for you. And we appreciate you all so much.
Well, make sure you join us again for Vital Living Podcast and Facebook Live Experience. Or calling our number, and we'll be with you live on the 15th of every month. If it's on the 15th, it's 6 p.m. Pacific time. It's time for Vital Living and our Facebook Experience. So sign up at iTunes under Robert Schuler Ministries. Invite others to join. Everyone needs some inspiration, hope, and if they want to learn more about themselves, others, and God, this is a place to find it. We always pray together. We discuss some great subjects, and we hopefully give you some information that you didn't know about before.
Exactly. We thank you for listening or watching. And this will be posted a couple of hours after the broadcast. And again, go online, sign up for a podcast, go to drschuler.org, sign up for a prayer group. And we're going to reach more and more people with the message of vital living. And you're going to be part of it. And we appreciate that so much.
So until next time, this has been Vital Living. And with Robert Schuler and my wife, Donna, remember, God is blessing you through all things.
Yes.
Amen. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.